Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 to 75. The hour of testing is the title of our message. Jesus, while he was on earth, instructed his disciples to pray what is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. And in the sixth and the seventh petition, our Lord taught us to pray that we may not be led into temptation, but be delivered from evil, from the evil one, from Satan himself. This prayer is a prayer for God's protection upon his people. Do you pray this prayer every day, that God may grant you strength to not fall into temptation and protect you from the dangers through the day? This is a prayer that God would grant us the strength, the alertness of heart to be able to know the dangers as we go through life. Jesus tells us that as we go through life, temptations come our way. What are these temptations? Well, these are God's examination of a man by a test, by a trial. And Peter was put through many tests in his walk with God. And in his epistle, he wrote of the test or the trial as a proving of his faith. Jesus instructed his disciples to pray for spiritual strength to overcome temptation, to pass every spiritual test that God allows us to go through. The Institute of Basic Life Principles made an interesting study from the Bible, and they listed for us 8 types of tests that every Christian will likely to face. I thought it's interesting to list it for our exhortation. What are these? Well, fiery trials, intense encounter or struggles, burst of anger, grief, lust. We will be able to identify as we go through and see how it comes in our lives one time or another. Infirmities, physical limitations and illnesses. God may give us illnesses as a test of our faith. And in those times when we are tested, the Lord wants us to know that He is with us, that He will see us through whatever the danger may be. Of reproaches, ridicule, rejection, because we want to walk with God, because we want to give a tract to somebody. One of our brethren said that I gave a tract and this person rejected me. Well, our response is that he has not rejected you, but he has rejected our Lord. You are a messenger for the Lord. As we gift, well, that's our duty that God gives to us. And the outcome, we leave it to God. And so we encourage her to press on. Of persecutions, harassment and opposition due to our convictions, why we want to walk with God, the way we would walk with God. And necessities, wear and care of daily responsibilities. There are times when, you know, we get so worried about our daily needs that we fail to simply trust God to protect us, to provide for us. Tribulations, unusual pressures and challenges. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, in this world ye shall have tribulation. The word there means a pressing. You would be pressed to a breaking point. And the Lord says you will not break. He will take care of you. Temptations, opportunities to yield to our sinful nature. You'll find that there will be those times of testing when the flesh wars against the spirit. And we are in this tug of war all the time. And the Lord wants us to have victory. And so He tells us that we are challenged. We are challenged to walk with God. There was a pastor during the Puritanic age, godly pastor, by the name of Thomas Manton. He made an observation. He says, we cannot be tempted without the permission of God unless He wills it. Right? Did not James says that temptation did not come from God? God does not tempt us. But God allows us to go through testings. And He says we cannot resist temptation without the power of God. Well, this is a man who has gone through many testings in life, and he tells us that if he doesn't rely upon God, he will not succeed. He will fall. And so he writes for our learning that we should pray earnestly to our Father in heaven about our trials and our temptations. Sometimes God gives to us a chronic sickness, and it's there all the time. And we have to battle it day in, day out. Requires some spiritual strength to keep trusting the Lord. And He tells us that we are in this battle against sin. This battle for holiness. And He wants us to succeed. Three thoughts. As we consider the life of the Apostle Paul in this text that shows the greatest testing in his life yet. It was that snapshot in his life where God would allow him to go through a time of great testing. And we want us to see how he did go through this testing, so that we can learn some pertinent lessons. Right, you see that the test was to stand with Jesus, who was going to the cross to purchase our redemption. Now, Jesus is going to the cross only one time. Right, he's going to be in the Garden of Gethsemane only one time. And Peter and the rest of the disciples is asked to watch with our Lord only one time. And he must have regretted how for those few hours he was not on guard for the Lord. And the Lord wants us to learn a very pertinent lesson. You know, Peter was a disciple of the inner circle. And he understood the will of God. Jesus revealed it to him time and time again. And yet, in that critical moment of test, he denied his Lord. At the end of verse 75 tells us, Peter wept bitterly. He failed the test. There are pertinent lessons for us to learn from Peter's experience to help us in the test of life that God will bring us through. Three thoughts. The setting leading to the test. We want us to know that before a temptation would come, there is a period of quiet before the storm. And the Lord wants us to be able to understand and see so that we can be sensitive, that when the test comes, we do not fall. The manner of the test, the Lord wants us to see, right, how temptation will come and how it finally comes, and the outcome of the test. Right, there's a consequence. There is a post-mortem, as it were, that God wants us to see and consider. So these are the three thoughts that we want us to see in verses 69a, verse 69b to 74a, and 74b to 75. Right, the first thought that the Lord wants us to consider is the setting leading to the test. Right? Peter was outside in the palace. You remember we said that Jesus would go through 8 trials, 4 ecclesiastical under the Jewish court, and 4 that is political under the Roman court. And this is the second of the tests. The first, he was brought to Annas, the high priest, the father-in-law of Caiaphas. And this second incident is the time when of the second test, right, when he was brought before Caiaphas. You recall we spoke concerning the trial when he was before Caiaphas, how they would bring false witnesses, and how finally they spit on him, spit on our Lord, and they smite him. Very difficult time. Right? And the Lord wants us to see that during the moment of trial, before Jesus was tested, he told Peter that they too would be tested. And we who are named Christians, who name the name of Christ, we would be at enmity with the world. And the Lord wants us to be sure and clear concerning our calling as His children, so that we may know how to act, what to do. Peter said, this was during the time when they were having the Last Supper, right, during the last Passover feast at the upper room. Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you in Galilee. Well, Jesus said that I will face great trial, but there will be victory. Right? After my death will come the victory, the resurrection, and you will see me again. And so the Lord showed the disciples what is ahead. And oftentimes, the Lord also would lead and guide us in the same way. Through His blessed Holy Spirit, He will lead us, guide us, show us what is to come. And if we are sensitive to His will, if we have been doing our quiet time, the Lord will prompt us, show us the way. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. You see the response of Peter. He was very confident of himself. He was sure that he would pass the test when the test would come upon him. And Jesus said, verily, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. So the Lord said to Peter, be careful. A time of great testing will come upon you. And the Lord speaks to you, speaks to us. In this year of grace, 2016, well, He can test our faith because we are serving Him. And He wants us to be prepared. So the Lord prepared Peter to let him know that this testing is coming. And the Lord also said to Peter that he would allow Satan to test him. Simon, Simon, this is in the Gospel of Luke. Behold, Satan had desired to have you, that you he may sift you as wheat. But what did the Lord say? I will, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. You mean Peter will pass the test? We know, right, from reading the text, that he failed. But Jesus was teaching him a spiritual lesson in that failure. He did not fail. Jesus said to him, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He tells him that there's something for you to learn here, and it will stand you in good stead in the days to come. Sometimes the Lord allows us to fail when we fail to stand for the Lord. But the Lord will not leave us comfortless, but he will be with us because we belong to him. We are his children. And so you see Peter being tested, and we would learn a good lesson that when we go through the test, we are not alone. Jesus says, I have prayed for thee. Right? When our Lord is ascended into heaven, he is at the right hand of the Father. What is he doing at the right hand of the Father? Interceding and praying for us. The Word of God tells us that he is that merciful and faithful high priest who would pray for us. And he is able to comfort, to succor them that are tempted. If you are tempted and you are going through, you know, a test, and you know that this is a difficult test, well, look to the Lord. He tells us that when we look to him, we find strength to overcome. And so our Lord, so we see Peter, right, outside the palace at the courtyard. Right, this is a time of his testing, and we want us to see, you know, the events that lead up to that test. Very important. Right? So that we may know ourselves, how we are able to prepare ourselves. Matthew 26:33-34. Peter said, though all men shall be offended, shall be stumbled because of thee, yet will I never be offended. He was so sure of himself. It was clear in his mind that he will not fall. But the Lord tells us that this was Peter's weakness. And oftentimes it is our weakness too. We think that we have an experience behind us, and therefore we know what to do. Well, the Lord wants us to know that evermore we must depend on him afresh each time we would serve him. And the Lord tells us that we must not fall into the danger of pride and self-confidence. That was what happened to Peter before his fall. He was very confident of his own ability. And the Lord tells us that don't be overconfident. Peter's overconfidence, one writer says, led him into an area that he was not able to handle. And his fall is a lesson for the whole church of Jesus Christ. It is recorded for our learning, to help us to see the sorrowful state of the fallen, that we may not be self-confident, but the Lord may grant to us a humility to wait upon him, a humility to follow him. And so you see that there was effervescing confidence that was within his heart, not in his own strength. And you also see how he failed to listen to Jesus' advice. Right? Jesus says to him that you will be tempted. And you will fail. Right? If the Lord would tell us this, it must humble us indeed. To be in great fear and trembling before him, isn't it? But you see that it was not the case for Peter. Well, he failed to listen to the voice of God speaking to him. And we see that he failed to prepare himself for the battle. You recall, Jesus said to him, "Watch and pray, lest ye fall into temptation." Jesus said to the disciples, "Tarry ye here and watch with me." You recall when he was in the garden? And then what happened? Well, the disciples were with him, and then what happened? The Lord says, well, our text tells us, Matthew recorded, that they found them asleep. Ah, what a sad thing, isn't it? In the midst of battle, asleep. It was the most crucial time, that few hours of testing. Now, the Lord is going to be tested only once. And they failed in that few hours. You'll find that oftentimes the temptation, the testing will come to us when we are physically very weary, when we are spiritually weak. The test comes. Right? Job, when God allowed Satan to test him, when did the test come? When he lost everything. When he was very low. And that was a time when he was tested. And the Lord wants us to see and know the danger. And so the Lord tells us that we are to prepare ourselves. Right? Prepare ourselves. Prepare our heart. How can we do that? Well, Jesus said to the disciples, keep on watching, keep on praying. These are no mean words. These are very good advice. And you find that, you know, the time when we feel the weakest, that's when we have to realize that the temptation is greatest. And that's where we have to be even more alert, even more prayerful. Okay? And the battle is against the flesh. We would be weak. We would be weakened. And the Lord wants us to know that He is in heaven praying for us. Right? Our text in Hebrews 4 says, "We have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God." And he is a high priest that knows what we are going through. Right? A high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Well, he went through temptation and he triumphed over every one of them. And that's why he has that credential, you know, to help us have victory. And we look to him, we will have the victory. Isaiah says, he gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that rely upon the Lord, they that hope upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So there is a quiet refuge that is with God, right, that God gives to His people when we would spend time with Him. And the secret of His strength, of the strength of the believer through every temptation, as we have said earlier, you know, in our first message for the year, be not ashamed of Christ. We said, a prepared heart. And you see how the psalmist cry out to God, God, save me. For the waters come into my soul, I sink in deep myrrh. Do you plead with God in prayer? The Lord wants us to plead with Him, to spend time. Right? Paul says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this is the first thought that we have, that the Lord wants us to see, the setting, how He was overcome with pride, with overconfidence, and how He ignored the word of God, and how His heart was not prepared. He did not watch. He did not pray. He was asleep. And so the time when the temptation came, you can see how he failed. Well, he was not spending time with God. He was not doing his quiet time that day. And he was not listening to the voice of God. And so when the temptation came, he fell. How did Peter fall? The manner of the test. Well, there were three who came to Peter, the damsel. There was another maid, and those who were standing by, right, they came to him, and he failed. Verse 69b says, and the damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. So he pretended. He feigned ignorance this first time. Okay. And verse 71 says that he walked out to the porch, and then there met him another person, a maid. Right? And this maid said to him, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. When he heard it, immediately he replied. He denied, and this time he swore he would even dare to call on the name Triune of God, right, to give an oath to show that he has nothing to do with our Lord. Well, that was the second time. Okay. And the third time, you see how he failed again. Two temptations. Then the third came 1 hour later. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. So this is the third time. Right? And you see how Peter blatantly renounced any association with his master. But his speech gave him away. Right? He was a Galilean and he speaks in a certain way. And then what happened? Well, Luke recorded this for us. Says, and the Lord turned after his third denial and looked upon Peter. You see, he is someone who is very close to his Lord because he had spent 3.5 years with his Lord. And he understood the mind of his Lord. But in that moment of weakness in the flesh, he failed. And the Lord came to him. Now one day, when our Lord would return, He would come to us and He would say to us, He would look upon us. If we have failed Him, as He did to Peter, do you want to receive our Lord's look of failure? Well, Peter failed. And our text recorded that he remembered the word of the Lord. So the word of God, God's warning to him, he did not take heed. He was flippant. That's the picture of a backslider. Right? When someone backslides in the faith, right? Proverbs 14:14. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Cannot see his situation. But the true child of God, right, when he failed the Lord, you'll find would pick himself up again. And this is what we want us to learn, right, in our third thought, the outcome of the test. Right? And immediately the cock crew and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. J.C. Rao wrote a good commentary on the Gospels. And he said this very insightfully. He says, when a true child of God is overtaken, he rises again by true repentance and by the grace of God amends his life. And that's what Peter was. When our sin is pointed out to us, we are willing to humble ourselves, to be corrected, to humble ourselves, to know that we have done wrong. When the Lord would look to us, right, there is that humility in the heart. There is the fear of God in our hearts, to know that we need God. That destruction will come if we fail to humble ourselves. And this is a description of a true child of God. And you find that through life, we would be tempted. And in Peter's example, you see how sin brought much sorrow upon him. Right? Our text tells us he wept bitterly. But after our Lord's resurrection, Jesus said to him that I will meet you in Galilee. Right? He told his disciples, you will see me again. I will meet you in Galilee. And this is a scene that came after to help us to, you know, understand a little bit more about the ways of God, how God works with his people. Right? Peter was not left, you know, to his sorrow. But the Lord restored him at the Sea of Galilee. John chapter 21, verses 12 to 14 tells us. Jesus appeared to the disciples. This is the third time after his resurrection. Come and dine. And none of the disciples asked him, who art thou? Well, they knew that it was the Lord. And so the Lord took bread and gave them fish and showed himself to his disciples that he was risen from the dead. And when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. Jesus came to Peter again, and Jesus recommissioned him. Verse 16 of John 21. And Jesus said to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. And then the third time, remember, he denied the Lord three times. And the Lord wanted him to know, right, that he has been forgiven. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. If we have learned our lesson, then we must be strong to serve our God. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? Right? So all this time he must have the vivid memory of what happened. Right? Not many days before he denied his Lord. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Peter was tested. He understood the feebleness of his love for his Lord. And he dare not claim anything. He knew that he was weak. And unless the Lord would help him, he will fail again. We said earlier that through life, the Lord will bring us through temptations, trials, testings. They can be fiery ones. They can come in the form of physical ailment. They can come in the form of reproaches, persecutions, necessities, distresses, tribulations, temptations. We all know what they are. And I believe we are going through some form of a testing right now. And so the Lord wants us to be prepared. The setting leading to the test, the manner of the test, the outcome of the test. You see that while Peter failed the Lord, you realize that he repented and he came back to the Lord. He picked himself up again. And this is the mark of a true child of God. He will not become despondent. He would not fall into irreversible depression, but he would pick himself up again. And this is a test of faith. This is a test for the true child of God, where we are tested. May the Lord help us to find strength through his word, through prayer, to have the victory. You'll find next week we shall study the life of another of Jesus' disciples. He did not have true faith. He killed himself. May the Lord help us to see and learn a pertinent lesson concerning our life with God. That it is the grace of God from beginning to end. And we have to depend on the Lord from beginning to end. Our faith must continue from beginning to end. And we must realize how we are sinners
we must not forget where we have come from. And we have forgotten that, and we don't have a poverty of spirit in our heart, and we do not mourn for our sins, then you'll find that it is the recipe for downfall. May the Lord be merciful to His people. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank Thee for Thy word. May Thou be merciful to Thy people, that indeed we may learn a good lesson from the life of Peter, who denied the Lord 3 times, and how the Lord restored him by showing His love for him 3 times and recommissioning him for His service. O Lord, we thank Thee that we have a merciful God who forgiveth us of our sins and grant to us a second chance to serve. O God, may Thou be gracious to Thy people and help us to indeed be watchful, be prayerful through the testings of life. O Lord, may Thou be with Thy people this coming week. By Thy own mercy, keep them. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.